May God forgive us.
All right.
We had music, we had fun, we had whiskey, we made puns, we caused violence just for fun, we caused violence just for fun. Jesus will hunt down all those who betrayed him before he rose, even if they change their clothes, even if they change their clothes. They'll be creatures in the deep, though holy lightning we will keep till we exterminate the sheep, till we exterminate the sheep. Jesus Christ was many things, the Son of God, the Son of Kings, the Father and the Holy Ghost. Christ was holier than most. And my very favorite show airs on the radio every Friday at 2 p.m. Every Friday at 2 p.m. And my very favorite show, it airs on the radio every Friday at 2 p.m. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
C'est bon. Yeah. Good. That was that. I've been in half of you. Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
That'll do, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
That was pretty good. It was a minute and a half.
We can play like who Jesus kills first later.
Well, did we got exterminating the sheep? about changing their clothes?
Yeah.
I think we hit all the bullet points. Guys, I'm really proud of us.
But you know what no one talks about?
Tom Tenney's dick.
How wide it is.
I know, it's huge. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. And, you know, I'm just feeling in a musical mood tonight.
It's maybe just the girth of it.
I know. Jeez. Anyways, my name is Pat. I'm the host of the Apocalypse. I'm an investigative journalist. If you have a problem with that, you can Google me. And then you can fight me, and then I won't show
IRL.
Up for the fight. And then
IRL.
But then I won't show up for the fight. It'll be embarrassing for you. Because I'd be like, of course not. Like, I'll send my lawyer instead.
You'll just be angry at a Boston market in Midtown.
My co-host, Jad Ali Slayman.
I'm Jad Ali Slayman.
Who just woke up from a terrible dream.
I just returned from my super yacht exile.
Yeah. That was my favorite, MTV, like, youth-oriented show.
My super yacht exile.
Yeah.
It's where they send teenagers to Cyprus and have them learn Greek.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Andrew. I, as always, I'm just here for the ride.
Cool. You know, we've been talking a lot about our Lord and Savior lately. Jesus Christ. But our Lord and Savior is dead, and we don't know when he's going to come back, right?
Yeah, so, but I mean, I have a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, we have a good feeling, but we're not sure. So the point is, he's not here. He hears us, but he's not here. But there is someone powerful. That is living.
Our living God King.
Our living God King.
Papa bless.
Papa Bear.
I mean, Papa? I don't know if do you boys pray?
Fuck yeah, I pray.
Do you pray?
Every day.
Is anything you ask Tom Tenney to do for you come true?
Almost everything.
Almost, yeah.
I was like, Tom, make it bigger.
And then you woke up one morning.
Painfully bigger.
Yeah. You were like, oh no, what am I going to even do with
the
this thing?
The skin hadn't even formed around.
No. I had to get a surgery. It was horrible.
Yeah. You had to get a dick reduction surgery. A reduction surgery.
A reduction.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, some actually, people, like, they don't believe in the power of prayer to Tom Tenney. And they're like, oh, he's just this fucking guy. And like, who is this? I've never heard of Tom Tenney. Like, did he go to college? And I'm like, just, like, have you prayed to him? You know, like, that's what I asked the skeptics. Like, have you tried it?
Yeah.
Have you given him a single prayer?
I know you've tried praying to all those other fucking stupid gods, but you've never tried this one.
No.
It's like a very close one and two neck and neck race between Tom Tenney and Christ for prayers answered.
Oh,
no. Absolutely.
I mean, because Christ, he's got a lot of shit to do. Tom is more like outsider art, you know?
In the Church of Tenney, there are a large number of saints. Miracles performed by
miracles.
Lots of martyrs.
Yes, that is well.
So many, just countless. There's like 30 martyrs a year for Tom Tenney. He's just soaked in blood at this point.
He really
quips about it. He's like, if only I could pay rent in martyrs' blood. It doesn't work that way.
He really is a sick, twisted, maniacal fuck. You know?
A pervert. I know, but when, I mean, I would be lucky to die for Tom Tenney.
Really?
I would be lucky to die. Absolutely. Yeah.
People die for their country.
That's
why.
True. People die for nothing also.
Yeah.
Who are you going to die for if not Tom Tenney? I would.
You're right. Well, anyways,
I wouldn't even question it.
Listen, I think this calls for a little invocation. Musical invocation.
Of what? Tom Tenney's dick? Dude, yeah. I can't.
You can do it. This is a little magical, a little happy music.
We haven't practiced at all.
It doesn't matter. Go.
Have you measured its girth?
Have you measured its girth with your hands? Have you felt it? Have you squeezed it? Have you touched it? Have you felt it inside of you? Have you slapped it on your face?
It's
Tom Tenney's dick. It's bigger than you thought it would be. And would you drink Tom Tenney's pee? And would you drink Tom Tenney's pee? It's Tom Tenney's dick. It's bigger than you thought it would be. And would you drink Tom Tenney's pee? And would you drink Tom Tenney's pee?
It's Tom's dick. To make it to heaven, will they let it in? Will they let it win? Is a dick too thick to make it?
Oh, to make it!
Would you let him in if he asked you tonight?
Tenney's dick is like two coconuts on a tree.
We'll come back to Tom Tenney's dick. All
right. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think...
Have you seen it in person? I remember I was frightened. The first time I saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in awe. It left me speechless.
I was embarrassed.
I've seen the Grand Canyon and nothing compared to the... I mean, it's the eighth wonder of the world. It might be the one wonder.
The one wonder,
Dude, like I practiced in my head. I was like, oh, if I ever see Tom Tenney's dick, I'm going to say this, this, and that. And then I saw it.
You can't anticipate
nothing.
The overwhelming... Just
I mean, I just started weeping.
I uncontrollably defecated. It just, I emptied everything I had inside of me.
Yeah. And then at this point, like, he's seen it so many times that Tom Tenney's just like, relax, kid. Like, I think my headphones are unplugged or something.
No.
But those might...
Your headphones have been unplugged this entire time?
No, someone just turned them down.
I'm sorry to break through the fourth wall, but this video looks like it's about Tom Tenney's dick.
It does. Here.
Oh, yeah, it's just a bunch of ballerinas dancing to, like, earn
this
his dick.
Swamp monster.
And just spitting in my mouth. You know, I did go to the ballet this weekend.
Is this what you saw?
It was much better, actually.
Why did you go to the ballet? Tell us this, too.
Because I love the ballet.
What about it?
But that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about something else.
Tom Tenney's dick?
We were talking about Tom Tenney's dick. Yeah.
Jesus. What a
There's
dick.
Not much else to talk about.
It's true.
I mean, everyone's concerned about the traitors in America.
I guess we don't
America,
have that much
but...
to talk about. We were going to do a song about Hope Hicks being spanked.
I remember the melody.
Yeah? Okay, well, let's do it, then.
No, but we never made the lyrics less sexist.
That's true. We didn't want them to be sexist. God. Well, the song was really good.
What do you guys think Tom Tenney's dick is doing right now?
Crying.
I mean, have you ever noticed that it almost looks like it's breathing? It's just like, it's like exhaling and inhaling. Yeah. Just all the hopes and dreams and letting out.
Like,
love.
I try not to look at his pants, but it's hard not to notice, like, the fabric going in and out.
Yeah.
Like there's a child trying to breathe under there?
Yeah, trying to like break through the skin like Alien, you know? It's just his dick. It has a mind of its own and like a whole, yeah. a shining brilliance that is just not of this world.
Yeah. I mean, most of the time, like Tom Tenney has like Tom Tenney has a hand on the wheel and the dick has another hand.
Yeah. And they're just like, and Tom Tenney's dick is like, drive it into the fucking other lane. Drive, crash, Tom, crash. And Tom Tenney's part is like, no.
I don't choose to see it that way.
How do you see it?
I think Tom's dick is the virtuous voice.
Really?
And Tom is the bad angel.
Oh, it's the martyr. It's like, oh, all right, poor me. You know what I mean? I guess
I think Tom is the Mary in the Jesus and Mary situation. Tom Tenney's just the
because he's been
vehicle.
Impregnated by the finger of God.
Yeah.
And wait, are you guys saying because he spontaneously gave birth to like this otherworldly dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
He, like, there's no way alien technology. Can we be real for a second? NSA, turn off your bullshit. Can we be real? There's no way Tom Tenney's dick exists without alien technology.
No,
not
please.
At all.
That and fucking Velcro. What, I'm supposed to believe a bunch of little hooks are gonna like attach me to the wall? Fuck that. You know?
That.
Bunch of invisible hooks.
When you say wall, you mean like
fucking asshole.
You mean a wheel.
A ballerina wheel?
A ballerina.
What is the ballerina wheel?
Oh.
Oh.
Pray you never know. Pray you never know.
So,
Pat's gone through this like 2-3 times.
It's a wheel. It's Vladimir Putin has one. And it's just a...
What?
Yeah, it's like
He got one just to look tough. It's not enjoyable.
Oh, are you kidding me? That... Do you have any... What? Putin, like, got like a fucking circus carnival wheel. What do you call that?
Like a...
A fucking carnival wheel.
Is that what it is? No, it's got to have its name.
A fucking...
A Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel. Yeah.
He got a Ferris wheel? Wait, what?
Yeah, he got a Ferris wheel.
Like a tiny one or a big one?
A relatively small one, right?
And like a ballerina size.
To look
ballerina.
Tough?
Like a one that's big enough for a dozen ballerinas.
Yeah, and he just... They all just grab on the pole that's at the center of the wheel with their hands.
Okay.
And they have their legs outstretched. Straddling the wheel. And then Putin just
and
walks up.
Wait,
to
also,
it?
You're missing a. They haven't showered in weeks at this point. It's a very important, like, mechanic.
And Putin just walks up and just rotates the wheel and then just. And he just.
And he's like, you've been washed.
Yeah.
You've been cleansed.
In the holy light of the state.
Yeah. He's like, you're never going to get any cleaner than the state.
Yeah.
Deigns you to be clean.
It's like getting a knighthood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Vladimir exactly Putin like licks your pussy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if Elton
John had to
have that
happen? You know what? They would think about happen. Like way less knighthoods the queen. If you had to like suck a dick to make someone a knight.
Yeah, like,
they'd
like
be like,
if Elton
John, no,
exactly.
You don't get to be a knight. You don't.
Well, that'd be cool. Are you kidding me?
If the queen had to suck a dick for you to be a knight?
If knighthood, if knighthood was just Elton John giving you a blowjob, I would consent.
Not Elton John.
The queen.
No, I would not consent.
Like, you kneel before the queen
John,
now.
A blowjob from Elton John would be fun, because I'd just be like, just hum, like, the entire soundtrack to The Lion King. That'd be great. You know what I mean?
You
like,
know, he's classically trained. He would
I
hum
love that movie.
He would probably hum, like, arpeggios and shit. It would be quite nice.
It'd be, dude, a blowjob from Elton John would be fabulous. You know, seriously. The man's voice, his talent.
And his wonderful mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, also, Billy Joel would probably give really good head.
Is Billy Joel still alive?
He's alive. You know,
I feel like he's stuck up. There's no way.
You know,
Billy Joel to
you know we
dick.
Here at the Apollocast, you know what we love? The rules. Right? I fucking love the rules so much.
How much do you love them?
I don't know. I just... I really like them. Oh. They're great. Anybody have anything to add?
About the rules?
Yeah.
What's your favorite rule?
No rambling.
You know what's my least favorite rule?
What?
No gambling.
Oh. You just love to gamble.
What's your sport of choice? You like the slot machines?
I like the one where you like hope a crossbow misfires. You just like pass it around.
How does a crossbow misfire?
It doesn't.
It just fires. Yeah. Oh, my dick misfired.
Misfired. That would actually that would warrant a visit to a doctor. You don't wanna.
Doctor, my dick is going off without me pulling the trigger.
Are you kidding me? That's like, well, all right.
Doctor, I dropped my dick on the floor and it went off.
Dick deaths do go up with more possession. Dicks.
Yeah, let's get real. Let's get real quick.
Let's get real real quick.
The more dicks that are in circulation, the more people that get killed by dicks.
Yes.
Fight me. Fight me, the entire South of the United States. Cut your dicks off. I want the government to take back people's dicks.
It would be good. I think
like, not all dicks. If you can prove you use your dick responsibly.
You need a background check. You need a ban on...
You need royalty of another country to weigh your dick.
For military quality dicks, you need those to not be in hands.
I've had enough. Listen, like, any fuckhead can have a military quality dick.
I'm your grandfather, all right? And I'm going to tell you about my COPD.
Oh, I can hardly breathe.
Oh, Jesus, Granddad. What's going on? What's wrong?
Oh, it's... Oh, Grandson. It's my COPD.
Oh,
which
is
sometimes
that...
makes it hard for me to breathe. And but my doctor recommended that I take Fuxwina, which helps clear up your lungs differently from other medications. And Fuxwina sometimes will interfere with beta blockers and other aspects of my heart medication.
Oh, is COPD, does that stand for... Cock Onslaught Police Department.
Oh, son, it does.
Do you have the condition of telling your grandchildren very specific details about your medical problems? There's a pill for that. It's called Shut the Fuck Up, Granddad.
It's called Die with Dignity, yeah, like the Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just... It's always that slice, you know, like the seppuku...
It's called Die with Dignity, like back when America had true enemies. Yep. No, that was a good soundtrack. Because then you feel like upbeat. It's like, oh, I'm going to die for something. And you hear like
you're gonna music. It's like the Mighty Ducks.
What? I mean, what else? I mean, I would die for an underdog hockey team.
Absolutely.
That's the especially American way.
Michael J.
But
Fox.
You know what really is the American way? It's to kill for an underdog hockey team. You know? Like, if we're being real, like,
that is pretty true.
The Mighty Cucks.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of defectors to, I don't know.
The Mighty Cucks. Are we allowed to play this music?
Yeah, it's royalty free, but it's not very good. I think I'm just going to go back to Swan Lake. You guys have been listening to the podcast.
Hey, do you like this, you fucking cowards? You absolute swine. Hey, when's the last time you addressed your listeners? What's been going on?
It's been a while. We haven't done any listener mail in a while either.
Ugh.
But that might be because we don't have any listeners.
We have listeners. Yeah. We have thousands.
But also, we here at the Apocalypse have so many tales to tell.
I wonder how many of our listeners... Like, how many of them contribute? Like, how many of them... suffer for the Apocalypse. How many of them earn it?
We were talking about this before. Incidentally, I was at a party last night.
Look at you.
With that fuckhead from Chapo Trap House. The guys that make like $60,000 a month.
What the fuck is Chapo Trap House?
It's something very white.
It's quite white. It sounds black and Mexican.
Look at this. Dude, I'm the white guy. I'm the minority in the room. Look at that. Look how fucking woke we are.
Whoa, yeah? New York 2040.
Chapo Trap House is all white guys, right? Look at this. We are.
But Chapo
I mean,
Trap
I'm white,
House is Mexican. Like, it sounds like a Latino with a black guy.
I guess so, you know? But the point is that we here at the Apocalypse are diverse, and we will not ask you for your money.
We will accept it?
We will accept it, but what we would prefer is that you suffer for us. We would prefer that you bleed.
We prefer blood and uterine tissue. Yep.
Baby cum. Bodily fluids generally are most valuable.
I think that we need a little bit of organ music while we explain.
You guys know, like, okay, so like quite often they're like, why would aliens invade the Earth? Like, mm-hmm. what's the resource?
Yeah.
That they want?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They can't get. I feel like it's like, because it's stupid. Okay, they want our water. There's like loads of water in the universe. I think they want.
Wait. Can you drag it out for a little bit? Can you just drag it out for a second, please? Yeah. Thank you.
Look, they don't want our gold. They don't give a shit. There's like whole asteroids full of gold. They don't want our water. We have oceans of that. Wake up, New York. Read a book. They don't want that.
I just want the top end.
Do they want the New York Times?
They
want our institutions and our media?
Look, it's gonna be upsetting. It's gonna be upsetting.
But the aliens are after something very specific.
They want our baby cum.
You heard it here first, New York. Aliens are coming to jerk off your baby.
Or jerk,
what else could they want? Look, people are going to say I'm crazy.
But what else could they possibly want? They've been in space for so long. You know?
They're lonely. I mean,
yeah, they're not gonna,
thousands of light years.
Look, they have loads of adult sperm spread all across this entire planet.
Wake up.
Like, guard your babies. I'm talking to you right now. Park Slope and the parts of Crown Heights that haven't been consumed by the Hellmouth.
Yeah.
They're coming after your child's sperm. They're going to jack off your baby boy.
Our right to bear arms is not infringed on by the national government. It's the aliens coming into our homes.
And coming.
It's everywhere. Very viscous.
Look, you want your fucking... Look, you want to wake up in the year 2019 with your baby coming into like an alien's collection receptacle. Perfect music.
Yeah, I know.
Listen to me, New York City. Listen to me, Park Slope. You know the part. You want your baby learning to come before he learns to read? For some fucking aliens? Like, you want your baby boy blasting?
Fucking Zardoff.
Do you want Zardoff jacking off your baby boy? You want sweet, what do people call their kids? Like, it's probably black names.
I know, people give people stupid names now, yeah.
No, they like went through like Tristan and like Zayden and all that. They probably call their kids like black names now. Do you want like your young LeBron, who you named like conscientiously because he's white, to just blast in an alien's face?
You don't want that, Park Slope.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't want that at all.
Wake up.
Yeah.
And what do you think De Blasio's doing?
Yo.
He's in the pocket of the baby cum lobby.
Big baby cum. It's a big problem these days. You know what I mean? Yeah.
We need to put tariffs on baby cum. It's coming into this country faster than we export it.
And
the domestic production is incredibly low.
France used to be the biggest exporter of baby cum. Yeah. I remember. You know what I mean?
It was quite boutique before the aliens read. Yeah. It was like, oh, you want baby cum to like make your dog's coat better.
The Dutch, after they went through their phase of using tulip bulbs as their currency, they started using baby cum. It lasted longer. It ended up being a bubble.
Because you
could
dry it.
Oh, yeah.
My economics class, into a coin.
My economics professor used to talk about that. That was like...
Drop some knowledge.
The first seminar, they were like, listen, you know, supply and demand, man. Demand and supply. Like, that's all what economics is fucking about. Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, maybe I want to learn more about this, right? And then the second day I come into my lecture and like, there's just like a table and like everybody has this somber look, right? And there's this. Just...
Christ.
So a table with like a white tablecloth.
Wake up, America.
And the professor like wasn't dressed like the way he normally does. He was like kind of a cool professor with like a little scruffy beard, you know? And like he'd wear like kind of like, you know, sort of plaid button downs that were cool, right?
Of course.
Fucking professor probably banging some of the students, you know? And
you know why, right? You know why, right? Make more little currency farms.
Yeah, of course.
Little babies.
Let's get there. But he was, he just was in a somber mood. You know, committed, but in a somber mood. And I was like, you're not dressed the way you usually are. Like, you're wearing like, kind of like something. And it's almost as if you're going to paint. And he's like, oh.
It's like he's going to get.
Yeah.
gonna get fucking and then blasted on.
I was like, is this, are we eating? Like, what's under this fucking blanket? What is this little blob? That's,
what's under this blanket,
what's
man?
What's under the blanket, motherfucker? And then he just yanked it back. And I was like, whoa, that's a baby. What the fuck?
Ask him, whose baby is that?
Whose baby is that?
Audible slap.
Ow! Ow, God!
This is what goes on at Columbia University.
Don't go uptown, New York City. No.
Don't go uptown.
It's all actors and
it's all actors and people slapping babies and jacking them off.
And then the professor was like, Pat, if you don't jerk off this baby right now, you're going to fail fucking economics.
You had another choice.
What was the other choice?
Pat, jerk off this baby you've had this choice like so many times in your life, or shoot this old woman in the back of the neck. And it was, make a choice. Pat, you have to shoot this old woman in the back of the neck, or you have to jerk off this baby.
Oh my God, Jesus, I feel like I haven't been taking my academic life seriously at all until this point. I wasn't prepared.
You didn't study for this.
No. Am I supposed to jack off this baby, or am I supposed to shoot this old woman in the head? Fuck me, man.
In the back of the neck.
This is why they shouldn't judge people based just on tests. You know, just on filling in bubbles. Like, filling in bubbles, which, sky is to water as, like, you know?
And
like,
her grandkids are there. Yeah. And the baby is her great-grandchild.
Filling in little bubbles on a fucking SAT test isn't gonna prepare you for shooting an old woman in the neck or masturbating.
And not even with a real gun. Like one of those, like, air fucking, like old guns, like, for old cattle.
Old country for old man gun.
It's just exactly. So brutal.
It's just so much more violent, you know?
Well, they're like, because...
Very slow.
Because, look, at Columbia, like, they kill so many old women.
Yeah, it's true.
Wake up, New York. Are you gonna waste money on fucking bullets for this shit?
No way. Please, no. I want compressed air right to the fucking noggin. You know what I mean? That's how you kill old women for science.
Yeah.
So, but...
This is what happens when you donate your body to science.
But naturally, listen, guys.
Why are you still alive?
I'm embarrassed, but I decided that I was going to stick with economics for a couple more semesters.
So you jacked off that baby.
Right, that's on this side of your track at Columbia. Is they say you have to masturbate a baby or you have to fucking kill this old woman right now. And when you kill her, like I want you to like it. You know what I mean? If you don't like it, you fail.
They measure your girth. They put on a... You're like, you're not enjoying this.
So... If you choose to kill the old woman, you go to political science. And if you choose to jack off the baby, naturally economics. Because the Dutch, they tell you about, you know, guns and roses.
And the value of baby seed.
And the value of baby seed.
Right.
All right, good. That was economics. Wait, maybe we should just do an Freakonomics, stupid. You know what I mean? They don't even talk about baby cum at all in Freakonomics.
You know why, right? Because they want to keep all the baby cum for themselves.
They're in the pocket of big baby cum.
That's why I don't trust these motherfuckers, dude. They're like, invest in gold. Invest in Bitcoin. Meanwhile, Bill Gates.
Warren Buffett. Jr.,
sitting on Warren Buffett. Oceans of baby cum.
Jeff Bezos. All of them.
Jeff Bezos bathes in it.
Most of the profit that Facebook is receiving is through the baby cum industry. It's not through advertisements.
You guys know baby cum did 9/11? Like, that was the whole thing.
You guys have been listening to the Apocalypse.
They hate us for our baby cum.
Yo, because their babies don't last in Afghanistan. Our American babies produce.
And that's why aliens only land in America. Guys, you want to hear something depressing?
Yes.
Guess how far into the podcast we are.
Is it like 12 minutes?
No, it's not that bad. It's not even halfway 32. Through, though.
Really?
Not even half, yeah.
Yo, we can play some songs, though.
What song should we play?
I only know, like, one about Jesus killing everybody.
Well, we can play some classics.
Play a classic.
All right, cool. Might as well, right? Cool. Speaking of things that we might as well do...
You know that guitar's almost as big as Tom Tenney?
Not nearly as big as his dick.
Well, nothing is.
But that's like quantumly. Not, I mean, in our dimension, at this scale.
What's a good song that we know?
Play that one about Jesus.
There's so many about Jesus, man.
God.
You didn't learn this one? Just sing this song.
Oh, Jesus has to kill just one of us before he kills every one of us.
That's it.
Kill just one of us.
I'll just do a Filthy Maudlin song. What do we know? It's, well, you can just play along. It's easy. Let's do Bloody Mallory. Actually, no, that's a bad one. Hang on. Let me think for 1 second. Oh, I know. No, hang on.
Oh, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. Do you feel like giving money to this?
Just
cut your dick off, New York.
Why don't you vamp for a little bit, Jack?
Hey, New York, cut your fucking dick off. How about that?
You know,
hey, what are you doing with it? Honestly, like, did you feed a fucking child with your dick? You pieces of shit. Cut it off. Bury it.
You can also have someone bite it off. You can saw it off. Any way to remove it is what we're asking of you.
Look, all I'm asking you to do, New York, is think. What good has my dick done for the city?
For the country. For Tom Tenney.
Has your dick served Tom Tenney at all? Cut it off. Just cut it off. And just bury it.
Like, because
if you don't, you know the government is going to fucking find that shit and remove it and turn it into a weapon. And they're going to fuck other people with it. It's kind of like only, it's like, do you recycle?
I mean, occasionally.
But have you cut your dick off?
I've tried to. It's pretty stubborn.
I feel like, I don't know. If you haven't cut your dick off, you should check your...
All right, you guys ready? Jed, you can play along with me. You'll get it.
I'm going to the fucking chords. B.
B, yeah. E.
It's not because you've capoed it. Continue. Just play your shit.
Okay.
Give me my pretensions, there was no other way to capture your attentions on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. I said, mama sweet, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. I said, mama sweet, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit, it's just to live. Forgive me my pretensions, there was no other way. There was no other mention, just singing the refrain. To capture your attention on the downtown J. To capture your attention on the downtown J. I said, mama sweet, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit, it's just to live.
That it's so easy to play. I'm gonna have to edit it out now.
What are you doing? Why did you stop?
Because you weren't playing.
I don't know. You don't realize. Oh, music theory lesson, New York City. Mm-hmm. When you capo, you move everything up a half step every fret you take.
Is that true?
Yes.
What a tragedy.
Read a book.
We're gonna have to edit that out now. All right, let's start over.
Wait, let's do fucking. Have you not learned just fucking like fucking? Oh, Jesus.
No, I got a good one. Hang on.
Yourself.
Hang on. Yep. That's it. Thank you. from the start. On your feet in the park, you were fucking me over. Ironic that playing the song fucked the entire episode. It really makes you think.
You know, it's times like these.
Yeah. It's times like these that, well, we might
wait,
as well.
Wait, hang on.
No, let's just play some more Apollo songs. Hang on. I know a good one. No. Hang on. No, stop. Wait. Hang on. Stop. Da-da.
KKK, Russia Today.
Oh, nope, failure. Wow, this is really gone off the rails. No. How's it go? CG.
La, la, la. The NRA, the KKK, Russia Today. So many Nazis.
Oh, this is a total failure. All right, let's just start over.
Oh. You know what? This is actually a podcast I like groaning and dead air.
Oh.
And all of you other motherfuckers who have been listening to the podcast for people talking and music and like.
Hey, you fools. Well, I don't know.
Cucks.
What else are we going to talk about? We can't play any music.
Can we not?
I guess we can. All right.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't even know anymore.
There's so many things.
There aren't really that many things.
I mean, name 10 things.
Jesus, this still, I can't even name two. Is this still going on?
I mean, nerve gas.
Who are we?
Is a fun topic.
Not really that fun. Oh, that was such a great Apollo cast until we ruined it with our rock.
Talk about how you ruined it. Talk about how you fucking ruined it.
I fucked us. I cocked us.
No! I Why did I play on rock?
But then you cocked us.
You fucked us.
You fucked us.
So hard.
Too hard.
Not as hard as Tom Tenney.
No one has fucked us as hard
as Tom Tenney. He doesn't have to fuck that hard because his dick is just so long. He barely enters you. But he changed you. Who were you before you met his car?
Taking Tom Tenney is like taking antibiotics. It just changes.
You know what? Tom Tenney is on antibiotics.
Tom Tenney is antibiotics.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, wow, what a failure. You know, the mic isn't even near.
It is.
Can you? This is a really bad podcast. You're not even using a mic. It doesn't help.
No! Oh, God, no! This is my favorite kind of a podcast.
Oh, God, I hate editing.
Can someone give me a mic? Can I have this mic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, no one's using it.
Okay. Oh, shit, was it just my mic?
It was your mic the whole time.
I wish I didn't do it. I should have believed in Tom. His dick was big enough for me. Why did I ask for more?
I should have known that if I asked for more, that I would receive more. And my asshole, it tore. And my asshole, it tore when I took Tom's dick.
I couldn't handle it.
But I needed some truth. While I was still in my youth, I needed some peace.
Tom, your dick aged.
Tell me how old to look at life.
Than I was when I met you. Your dick was too big for me. Where could I? I put it, your dick was too big and sharp.
Yay, yay. Come on, round of applause. Woo, woo. Some apocalypse applause.
Keep it going.
Did you know that the iceberg that sunk the Titanic actually broke off from a larger iceberg that struck Tom Tenney's dick?
Oh, yeah. And then...
You read it? Have you seen it in person? Is it bigger than you thought it would be? It's Tom Tenney's dick.
It's bigger than you thought it would be. And would you drink a Tom Tenney's pee? And we drink Tom Tenney's pee. This is for the new Toy Story movie. It's Tom Tenney's dick. It's bigger than you thought it would be. And would you drink Tom Tenney's pee? And would you drink Tom Tenney's pee?
Would you have his baby if he fucked you?
You guys want some Irish Rebel music? You want something? I think there's got to be something we can do. What's a fun one? We need something energetic that's not depressing. Very easy to play along to.
A minor, C, G, D.
That's it.
wasn't that way until the day she met me. Stand in line, said, ask me to choose. Handcuffs, ropes, opium blues. You know I hate you down to the soles of my shoes. From the tips of my fingers to these opium blues. Screaming, I would like to be buried with you. La 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 la. Spinning around, she was rocking on air, singing, Tom Tenney's dick is gonna rip all my holes. Tom Tenney's dick is gonna achieve all my goals. La, 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 la.
Alright, let's just kill ourselves in the air. It's time.
Did you meet her? Guys, did you see her in person? Was it bigger than you thought it would be? Talking Tom
Tenney's dick
was bigger than you thought it would be.
Do we literally have nothing to talk about? Is that where we're at?
What if, when were you when you first met Tom Tenney's dick?
This sucks. It's like an abortion of an apocalypse.
Right, you know what? You've gotten spoiled, dude. This is how the podcast used to be.
No. I've gotten spoiled by the fake Joni B-roll.
Look, if you want something to talk about, you fucking cucks, listen to NPR. If you want to fucking learn something. If you want someone, like, not walking past your mic stand.
Pat's gonna go kill himself.
You know, Tom Tenney is gonna kill you in your sleep.
It's gonna feel good though.
Or he's gonna fuck you while you're away. But either way, you're not gonna like it. An intrusion on your agency. Where were you when Pat cut his dick off? Did you try to stop him from slicing it off? Cutting his dick off. What did you say to him? Did you say stop? Wait, don't cut it off so fast. Did you ask him to cut his dick off? Did you cheer? What did you do with his dick?
we never solved.
What didn't we solve?
The case of the dick pickler.
The dick pickler.
Yeah.
It just takes vinegar.
This is going to be a longer podcast than most. I'm just warning you. Because I've made an executive decision that all that garbage that we played through, we're going to push through so we get a full podcast. Because it's actually not that late. Right?
You want to not edit it out?
No, I'm not going to edit it out. No, I am going to edit it out. But that means that we have to go further.
Can I ask you something?
Where was I?
What's a dick after it's been picked?
But if we're going to cut that out, what are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to do a little throwback. It's Thursday, right?
Currently. Well, no.
Actually, yeah. Okay, well then we'll commit suicide instead. We were going to do throwback Thursday, but instead it's ritual suicide on Monday. Without Sarah Steele or Violet M., I'm not even half the musician. I had a band. I had a show.
Had a car.
But I should have known those things would all go. Those things would all go.
It belonged to Christ and his dad. Does anyone own their cocks anymore? You guys are gonna have to do something. It's gonna be like it's gonna be like shit music theater.
Did I ever have
a cock?
We should just rename the podcast that shit music theater.
But I'm just a kid. I can't regrow a cock.
I don't know if I'll ever grow up to be big and strong like Tom. But most of all, God, please give me a big, thick, juicy dong like Tom when I'm an adult.
The kids, they say you'll never a dong. Not like Tom.
Oh,
not like Tom. Jesus, can you grant me a dong? Well, I know I'm just a kid.
Where did I go wrong? I'm just a boy.
I'm just a boy with a small cock. This is the worst market. But I want to make it big. If I pray hard, can I be Tom Tenney?
Like Tom Tenney, can I teach the world to love?
Well, I'm Tom Tenney, that much is true. But have I ever truly loved you? Tom, can you teach me how to love my wife? Do you know the secrets of a happy life?
Oh,
but I'm just a guy with a heavy dick.
Oh,
I can't carry it on my own. Can you help me?
Can you dig it?
Can you carry it? Cock for me. So stupid. All right.
What? What's your problem?
We gotta take a piss.
Okay.
Can someone carry Tom?
Yeah. Well, we here at the podcast are going to die.
I think we're going to lose our fucking minds in a minute.
No, I don't think that we're going to lose our minds. But we might as well just listen to previous files.
I think that's what you should do. I think you should just clip on like 30 minutes of an old Apocalypse onto the end of it and see if...
We've done that idea so many times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's not that funny.
Well, it's funny that you've done it before.
Is anything really funny, though?
In this day and age? Not really.
Yeah. It's not fun. It's not funny. It's just all sadness. And the Apocalypse. And really, what is the Apocalypse?
It's an ode to what we could be.
I mean, we started recording it like a couple weeks before Trump won the election, you know? And we knew that he'd win.
Of course he'd win.
Yeah, and we knew that the Apocalypse had to rise to the occasion.
If we didn't rise to the occasion, there were no one else who would. No one else.
There would be just a sea of ugly nothingness.
We are the disciples of Jesus and of Tom Tenney and his...
Especially.
Well, that lovely creature that resides in his midsection. He is...
Quado. Quado. Right?
And his cock.
You know what I'm talking about? Quado?
Is that what you're calling his dick?
It is.
Quado.
Yeah. You don't know that?
I'm unfamiliar.
It's the little alien creature that lives in the guy's stomach in Total Recall. It's like, I'm Quado.
Except, I mean...
By the way, we're under no time constraint, so we're actually going to go over the hour.
No, don't. Because I feel like there are like old school Apocalypse listeners who are like, oh, the podcast got so fucking...
It's too late.
Soft.
I've already uploaded a ringer.
What?
I've uploaded a fake... To throw Tom Tenney off our scent.
Shh. Guys, whatever you do, don't tell Tom that we're doing an entire episode that's devoted to talking about his dick and then uploading a previous episode.
Sometimes he gets so obsessed that he'll look at the metadata and he'll be like, I can tell that you recorded that 2 weeks ago.
I know you were speaking of my dick.
Yeah. That is a sick fuck. A sick maniacal child molesting. Woman murdering fuck.
I cider.
Okay. Oh, we have to edit that now.
We have to edit the whole episode. This is the lost episode. It's like the premium.
You realize they used to all be lost. What happened to you, dude? What happened to the Apocalypse?
What are you talking about?
Can I be real for a second?
Be real.
Can I be extra real?
Yeah.
Every episode of the Apocalypse used to be a lost episode. It all used to be like stupid, slurred garbage. Did it?
It did.
What did you leave behind? When you got better, quote unquote.
Just cut my dick off and I moved on. You know?
Cut your dick off and it was slowing you down this whole time.
You know what would be fun? We should listen to the text messages that I sent Jad. That would probably...
No, it wouldn't be fun. It would be like...
Are you kidding me? It would absolutely be hilarious.
We played that song at the beginning.
And it was good. Yeah, but there's other lyrics that we missed. It'll be funny. You guys will get to hear the... Okay, fine.
Why? Wait, can we just take a minute for like old Apocalypse? I know there's like some listener out in Japan who's like, oh, finally the old Apocalypse, where it's just groans in silence for a while.
Yeah.
To a groan. And then everyone, be quiet. No, even quieter, but like still there, still present, but quieter.
Ladies and gentlemen, for all you romantic people out there, you guys listen to the podcast.
Gentlemen, cut your dick offs. Ladies, seal them up.
Seal them up, yeah. And listen.
Look, seal them up.
Yeah. There's no point. Just
what are you gonna put in there? De Blasio's fucking flaming sword. Seal it up.
We know you're on a date right now. Seal it up. And that you're trying to be cool.
Seal it up.
And that you're just like some hipster.
And you're trying to think of like a cool way to say like I'm on my period. Just say it's sealed up.
I've sealed it because I listened to the podcast and because they asked me if we want one. We don't, like I was saying before, we don't want your money. We don't. We just want your pain. You know, like we want you to
seal it. Just seal it.
Seal it up. Just cut your dick off.
I don't care how you do it.
Yep.
Take one of these cut off dicks, put it in there, seal it.
Seal it.
Seal it.
And please rip off your balls also. Look. Yeah. Just and send them to us. It's easy. Balls is not that heavy. You can sell it. Look, send it just with the fucking regular postage.
New York City, ask your landlord. Be like, seal it up. And if they don't, call 311. Be like, my landlord won't seal it up. Yeah. he refuses. And the city will, De Blasio will send someone to seal you up.
Turn a blind eye.
And you know, you can do it together. Like, if you're in a couple, if you're dating someone and you're in a committed relationship, just turn to them in a very New York City way.
Like, hey, whoa!
What?
Listen, yo, I was just thinking I was gonna rip off my dick and maybe you could seal it off.
Whoa, Johnny! Hey. Should I seal it off if you're gonna rip it off? I don't know. Gonna rip off your dick? Should I just seal off my,
listen, it's what all the cool guys are doing, right?
Oh, they're ripping it off.
They're ripping off their dicks.
Ah, but Johnny, you're gonna bury it next, right? So the government doesn't get it and turn it into a robot.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna rip off my dick and then I'm gonna bury it. It's gonna be fucking great.
Otherwise, you know, Obama will dig it up and turn it into a drone.
Yeah. And then I'm just gonna dance around three times on top of the fucking dick and just pound the fucking earth and invoke the fucking spirit of Jesus. You guys are listening to the podcast.
Oh man, this is older podcast. This is why I stopped listening. It got too good.
Well, we were supposed to have a real guest tonight, but she jolted us. And it hurts.
Of course she did. Don't you see the signs? Johnny Bureau is growing weak. He'll probably be dead within the month.
Real guests are
dropping out. This is like the podcast is returning to what it used to be. It was super hot in here, just as it used to be in that old basement with fucking Ricardo or what's his name?
At least it doesn't smell like litter.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But you know what? Okay.
Sooner dicks are going to start hurting like they used to. Like in 2016.
Oh, you
remember how much our dicks hurt?
It's true. Well, you know what?
Do you remember? You don't even remember. Like, you so quickly forget the pain of, like, a dick.
Do you guys want to go on a little retrospective journey through the podcast? No? Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to hear the election episode?
Can we recreate it?
Yeah, let's recreate it. Are we really gonna? Let's go back. Let's go back in time. Guys,
is that
ready?
When the Apocalypse was born?
The Apocalypse was born. You guys ready to go back to the beginning?
Everybody drunk?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go. Do it.
All right.
I don't know what we're even fighting for. Yeah, the rich get rich and the poor
get their dicks cut off.
Seems like every week we're always going to war on the apocalypse.
This was a good one, but it wasn't hateful. I want to hear one of the hateful ones.
We should have listened to the Apocalypse. Why didn't we? It's what will surely
happen. Where were you when the child was born?
We should have listened to the Apocalypse and given our money to Radio Free Brooklyn as well.
Cowards.
We warned you about Rudy Giuliani. We warned you against opening portals into hell. We warned you about necrophilia. Warned you about the consequences. We warned you about the smell. So tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. with Patty, Sarah Steele, and Violet M. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
Northwest Al.
All we have left is the Apocalypse. Now it's much funnier than other shows. None of you took it seriously. You didn't. But we're gonna be here because it's gonna come to blows. We beat predictions of Nate Silver. We beat predictions on NBC and Nightly News. You didn't believe our model of pain and hell energy. You didn't take it seriously. Now we're all going to hell.
So tune in every Friday at 2 p.m.
with Patty, Sarah, Sue, and Violet M.
Can we just, we gotta make this episode worse. I've had enough. I've had enough of good Apocalypse.
Yeah,
what the fuck have you been doing?
This is
I want the levels to be off. I want the levels to turn someone's mic up too much.
No,
turn someone's mic up too much. What the fuck are you doing? Who are you? Stop. No, it's too good.
Okay.
I want it to be bad.
It's like a practice.
I want silence. I want silence for 25 seconds. I want silence for 25. Just everyone shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Shuffle around for like looking for stuff.
Shuffle amongst yourself.
Oh, I'm one of the many girls that comes on the Apocalypse. I have to piss and make a lot of noise. Oh, I'm another one of the many girls that comes on the Apocalypse. Oh, why can't I get 7% in here? I'm hungry. I think, can I squat on top of? Oh, I gotta take your shit. I've got to. I don't know. I feel like I'm
sexist.
I'm not the only one. That's been like the podcast has gotten too good.
I know.
And
God forgive us. Blood,
this is a very good one.
May God forgive us. So say we all.
What happened? Is Sarah dead?
Yes.
You know what's fucked up is we're listening to the Apocalypse on the Apocalypse, and as soon as it's done, we're gonna listen to the Apocalypse.
Yeah. But you know what's?
Have you guys seen that movie Hypercube with those fucking
Hypercast? Do you know what's even sicker than that though? Is that other people are gonna listen to it? That's sick.
No one listens to this. It's
you're wrong.
No one. That's, you coward.
It's a small number, but people
show yourselves. Are you in Japan? You think you're safe?
Wait.
God,
she will crush the traitors down into the mud.
Let's address this. Let's address this.
Address what?
How many traitors have you drowned?
None.
None.
Wait.
There will be blood. There will be blood.
How much blood was there?
There will be blood. 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 There will be blood.
There will be
blood. There will be blood. There will be blood. There will be blood.
And blood. And shit. And cum. And piss. And blood. And piss. And piss. And piss. And piss. And blood. And piss. And bile. And vomit. And blood.
And mustard.
Let's get real for a second. Let's get real for a second. Turn this down.
No.
Yes. There will be vengeance.
And by God, there will be blood.
Yes, in the apocalypse.
Can I call you out? From the time this song was recorded till now, the King of New York, de Blasio, was reelected.
True.
So what did you accomplish? There was no justice.
I voted for him.
There was no blood. You fucking traitor. You didn't vote for that crazy woman who wanted to give rats voting rights?
Yeah, but the thing is that she had to impregnate everyone that voted for her. So I was like, how are you going to do that? She's like, well, by fucking your eyeballs. Would you be crazy? But it's New York politics.
Dude, this is like a symbol of growing older. It's like, oh, this was the old idealistic Apocalypse. They're like, oh, there's going to be blood and we're going to kill all these people. And now it's like, oh, our own hero, Patrick Hillsman, voted for de Blasio, the King of New York.
Oh, that's the one. Hang on.
May God forgive us.
Jesus Christ. You're like a fucking.
Oh, may God forgive us.
Shit. You can't just listen to the Apococast every Apococast.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Look, Emily's dead. You have to get used to it.
It's true.
She's dead. Okay, she's not coming back. Midwest Owl is dead.
I want to break it in my hands. I want to grow something wild and unreal.
Oh, man. Christ was but, just a boy. Here we go. Yes, this is it. Hang on. This is what I wanted to hear. This was the inauguration song. This was the night before the inauguration.
The angels stir. They were all carrying swords in the army of the Lord. You cannot fuck with Jesus, cause he's gonna make you pay. You cannot fuck with Jesus, cause we're coming back one day. All those that fuck with Jesus will be promptly set ablaze. And Trump is here today, we'll be entering apocalypse. When Christ was just a man, no one thought that he can. They nailed him to a board, he said, I'll be back with a sword. When Christ was just a man, never stowed his divine hand. Didn't make the blood run on sand, never threatened to quit the band.
Very relevant now.
You cannot fuck with Jesus, cause he's gonna make you pay.
Jesus, she was such a good singer.
I know.
So bet you had to pump out the Apocryphal Child.
I know.
Wait. All those that fuck with Jesus will be promptly set ablaze.
It's such a tragedy that that child was born.
But you guys, you know what this means, Pat? It's like we're ready to die. Like,
yeah. As we fucking predicted. His whole family had to flee. He was a refugee. In Bethlehem that day.
Not really,
actually. Yes, he was. Okay, IDP.
America, she's been betrayed. We must resist. Our fate is made. No sobbing and no grief. No hailing to the chief. Just like Jesus, America's been betrayed. Fleeing with my Bible, my rifle, my blade. Lady Liberty was walking home from work. One day,
it's like a political
from
cartoon.
A job in New Jersey, representing the USA. She thought she could trust him. Oh, but she thought wrong.
You know what? You know
Baby
what's like so fucked up about this?
What? Hitler came. Oh, he's grabbing out a song.
Back then, this was really sad, and
yeah,
now
so it's so fun. Yeah, that's good though.
No, now like things are so bad.
Yeah,
that we look back at that as like, oh, like what a fun time.
No, I think it's funny and fun. Like Jesus, America has been betrayed.
So it's everybody's duty.
I mean, but you kind of get that it was like very sad and desperate back then in a basement. Everyone's dick getting cut off.
No, but now it's good because it's so good that Trump is president because we realize that we don't need rules or like we don't have a president. Like, what do we need?
No, but like back in the day, we thought like this was like a good thing. Like, oh, we're doing this. And we're like, oh, this is terrible.
There was no vengeance to be had. Only Friday at 2 p.m. with Patch at Al, I'm not Violet M.
And now Al and M are dead.
Yep. They died. Accept it. And every year we go piss on their corpses.
You don't realize like how sad this is. This was the highlight. Like when we were in a basement and it smelled like shit.
Yeah. Pretty
now
brutal.
It smells a lot better. We're in like a it
smells great, and now we're rich, and like we get people fired if they just make us feel slightly insecure, like people that like rely on the work, you know? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
and now
like,
she's
I,
dead.
I don't even know what life was like when back when Violet M was alive. And
I know.
Yep. And Midwest Owl was not Pacific.
This is a review of the Apocalypse. Let's do the Apocalypse review, the nude review.
No, so shit, dude. The last Apocalypse was a review of the Apocalypse. What have we become? Who are you? Do you live in the present day?
You could show me something that.
Yeah, but do you find that most of your conversations begin with, do you remember?
This is your favorite, Chad.
Give me something sweet to ponder. Gloria.
Gloria.
Hallelujah.
I feel like this is when long-time listeners of the podcast are like, it's coming.
The cannon, it's time. And the fire. For the earth is my dear desire. Will it burn when I'm fired into the earth? Will I be remembered when I'm fired into the earth? When I help the planet give birth, will I be commended for my power and my style? Keep my memory shining like a glint in Earth's eye. Will I be the hero of Earth?
Will I be the hero of Earth? On the apocalypse. It's so sad. How was this the high point of the podcast? It sucked so much.
I know. All right. Here's
one. You know what? Can I say something? What? No. The podcast sucks these days.
What?
It's too fucking good. There's not enough dead air. And fucking Sarah is dead and the other woman is dead.
This is one that never aired because some asshole was super racist on the episode.
Is it me?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You're like, well, fuck the Turks. I fucking hate them.
Well, you just said, like, basically whatever.
Oh, shit. Now we have to re-edit it. Fuck.
Such computer noise.
This one was never aired.
You said things wrong. I heard you calling.
Such a tragedy that she died.
And it, you know what's like really sad? Is she died fighting on the wrong side of history.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It was like, I tried to, I mean, I don't remember if like, you remember once you put up her like Facebook status, like we need another Hitler? And I was like, I know. I was like, we know.
The dawn. Things wrong. I heard you calling, running round.
This is too much.
Running round, running round, a little tack, 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 tack. Running round, running round, running round, on the apocalypse. Friday at 2.
There's no cops in here.
Radio.
Again, you're white.
Free Brooklyn.
I think I'm more likely to get arrested from being in the room with you.
I'm the white guy. You guys are like a little human shield for me. You know what I mean? I'm like, there's two brown dudes. There's two brown dudes between me and the entrance. You know what I mean? So I'm like, hell yeah. I'm protected by like your shield. You know what I mean? That's all you do. That's how they do the new bulletproof vest that they have.
We need to arm students with brown people.
You guys are listening.
I think we should
go back. Oh no, did it do it again? Oh, why?
I've heard this. I remember when this was originally recorded.
Oh, really? As like, you know,
my dick was like half size too small.
As aren't we all though?
But just on the last topic, I think we should arm students with brown people. That's how we should protect our
this one's
our high school.
This one was fabulous.
You can't do this to a podcast in a row. Give me some,
I was there for this.
You remember it?
Yeah.
So you reused this twice because I was there for this.
No, we were.
I think this might have been when I met you.
Wow.
When I tune in to the Apocalypse.
Well, I remember the lyrics.
Makes me feel like I have superhuman powers when I tune in to the Apocalypse. It helps me navigate the lonely hours
when I tune in to the
There's so many songs. I think this is a good idea because it helps our viewers understand.
This is dumb because you did this last week.
No, we didn't.
God forgive us.
Yes, you did.
Let's handle that.
Can I sing it from here?
Definitely did.
You absolutely can. But it'll be recording. But that's not what we're going with. We just doing it to practice. We're just doing it to get it down.
Just record the piano part.
Okay, ready?
This is so dumb.
Oh, may God forgive us.
I can't believe that cut off.
Oh, no, that was wrong. Right. Were you there for this? You're not even listening.
I've heard all these songs before.
All right.
So if I call you, that's how we learned the
tune. I want our listeners to get a sense of how many songs we've written.
Oh, this is a bad one.
Yeah, this is the worst one.
Hang on, ready?
Yeah.
Record. May God forgive us. May the sweet Lord baby Jesus forgive us.
This one is very good.
Those are the lyrics. They need to be slid.
This has to be tuned. Can you hear me after a
second? This sounds like shit.
Oh, wait, this is the wrong one here. We upload that, we'll do it later. May God forgive us.
Should I talk or should I just shut up?
For now,
who is this slut? Fuck
up, which is not slut in general, but just.
Can I just be Johnny Bieber in the background? Johnny Bieber.
You can be Johnny Bieberville since he's missing. You might as well be him.
She's like incapable of not sounding like a little.
Allah Yatina Lafi. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it.
We need to talk, dude. It's 11:30.
Everyone hates the podcast until they realize that they love it. There's lyrics.
Every Friday at 2. It's a show for people like me and you. People who fear Jesus.
Facts and information.
All right, so that's another one.
Hang on, ready?
Yeah.
Record.
May God forgive us. May the sweet Lord baby Jesus
forgive us.
May God forgive us.
Oh, wait, no.
That's how we learned the tune.
Then may God forgive us.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? I hope he fucking does it.
May God forgive us. This was a very good one. This is the best Apocalypse song, actually.
I hope he doesn't forgive us.
No. Thing you see.
Yo, can you imagine if hell was like you just had to keep doing the Apocalypse?
If I was able to have like comfort and like company, I think I'd probably be alright.
You wouldn't be able to come.
It's better than not the Apocalypse, not being able to come.
You know, I remember when the Apocalypse was like this gay, like fucking.
When people used to mock it before the New York Times started, before we got cheap dipped. And when before the New York Times tried to fucking start using the...
What did the New York Times do?
They used my Twitter for research.
Oh, to jack off?
Yeah, because I have like 20... Yeah.
Well, because like at the New York Times, they have like filters of like what websites you can go to and jack off.
Because you kill a sickness so well. So well.
Everyone's heard this.
Oh, you've heard it already?
Yes.
Well, then what are we going to do, man?
cut her dicks.
Buenas noches. Estamos aquí en el Apocal Cast. This is the Radio Free Brooklyn in Bushwick, New York. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing?
May God forgive us.
What is it? All right, well, I guess we might as well. Yeah.
Well, oh, God. It's, Radio Free Band.
Jesus, may God forgive us.
Radio Free Band.
Wasn't right. There's so many good words in the song. What is this?
We like Luke Front when we had a piano?
Recording, anyways.
Midwestern! Present yourself!
Goodbye! You're not recording.
No, this is blame back when I was still.
When you were still you.
We sing about Jesus.
Oh, this one's so good.
Mouse and sorted ale and blood to pieces. We talk about Trump's little hands and Lincoln's big ones. Who's a better president? It's not hard to think of. The Paco Cast, the Paco Cast.
You recognize this? You don't even know which one it is.
The all sounds.
No.
When the child is born, it'll be our savior.
When the child is born.
Wait.
Any more labor will be on our
back. Is that absurd?
Behavior when the child is born. When the child is born.
When the child is born.
When the child is born.
When the child is born.
Like Mary, I will travel. Like Joseph, Midwest, I will drive. Will we find salvation so far seaside? Oh, may I find a hospital and not just a manger for little Apocles to be out of danger when the child is born.
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 Gonna be from the top.
Wait. Like Jonah and the whale.
Like Jesus and the gale.
Like David and the stone. Flinging rocks.
It's too good.
Bone. But then the wolf doesn't care.
I wrote this one.
One more. And then we'll go.
It's clean as it'll get.
No, look at the floor. Look at the floor.
Yeah. It's gone.
There's
nothing.
Is there anything
on the floor? No. There's nothing. Wait, dude, you realize this is my last Apocalypse. I wrote this song.
Oh, good.
The wolf doesn't care?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
Yeah. It's a big one.
I actually couldn't hear myself
play. You guys were singing. This is the Apocalypse on the Apocalypse. It's a very special episode of the Apocalypse.
We've done this before by accident.
Oh my God. Time is intentional. This is a double episode, a triple episode.
Jesus. Do you remember, dude? We were children in this era.
Yeah, so young. We've had some pretty good guests, you know?
Is Danny dead now?
Yeah, he died. Everyone died. Oh, Stevie Blass.
Stevie Blass?
Stevie Blass was the best episode by far.
That was, yeah, in terms of actually getting to the heartland, because we're all, I think, a lot.
Oh, this is pretty trippy.
Is she talking about this episode later?
Yeah. This is an episode where we're talking about the episode. We're talking about an episode where we're talking about another episode.
Honestly, I'm closer. Yeah.
This is so good. Sure, it is good.
Take candy
from
a baby and a
dog from a bone. Mickey
came from England with wit and fit to spare.
He does sweat a lot.
Warned him against it.
But the wolf doesn't care. The wolf doesn't care. The wolf doesn't care. The wolf doesn't care.
The wolf, the wolf,
the wolf. Nice.
I forgot the dawn. Oh.
I forgot the dawn.
You should do the love is dancing.
The wolf doesn't care.
It's always been wrong.
And then...
Anna.
Write musicals. It's such a fucking bummer that's not a thing anymore.
It is.
It is still a thing.
Yeah, now we
gotta start spamming, yeah. Because everybody that. Yeah.
We should really just start. Because I'm so.
We never did.
When we die, it's just gonna be like voices upon voices.
Yeah.
It can be like when the Bible the screams the at you.
That like would be the people that would make those kinds of decisions and like sacrifice anyway. So it's kind of like we might as well just bite the bullet and realize that we have to.
Wait, Pat, did I tell you about my rock opera about horrors? I'm like,
Jesus, the podcast was so much better back in the day.
Cool.
What do you mean?
Honestly, like, I don't think we can do better.
Now we can.
Like,
we had like a lot of dead noise, but
you're really into the concept of the horror.
I'm really
the parts where people talk were very good.
I don't know.
The
Lord.
Day. And it's point Nana Day hadn't been on the show in like months.
The Lord.
Study of the sign. Like, how does this thing mean something? Like,
what? Chad, would you mind me?
Put on Love is Dancing. What are we doing?
Yeah, let's put on Love is Dancing. You're right. That's such a good. That's a very good one.
What?
May God forgive us. Whoa. What was that?
Maybe the worst.
Oh, no, this one.
You know, this may be the worst podcast yet.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good. Are you kidding me?
No, it's really
guys,
bad.
Let's sing along to this. I need help. The greatest podcast the world has ever known airs on Friday at 2 on the radio.
To come in.
The greatest podcast the world has ever known airs on Friday at 2 on the radio. The greatest podcast the world has ever known airs on Friday at 2 on the radio. It airs on Friday at 2 on the radio. It airs on Friday at 2 on the radio. It airs on Friday at 2 on the radio.
Imagine stumbling across this garbage.
At what point does it become Love is Dancing?
Do you want to hear Love is Dancing?
No. Isn't this it?
No.
No?
That's how many we have. Forgive us.
Wait.
This is it.
Why did you just... I was just working out, blocking out the timing. Like, now we have to listen to 30 seconds of the same thing to...
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize that you were
going to... This is why Sarah quit the show. Yes. Jesus Christ.
It'll come back.
It's like Forensic File. I know what you did wrong.
And maybe we'll have a little argument saved also. That ruined the beginning. It'll be nice. Fun.
And then she was like, yeah, okay. But like, in her heart of hearts, she was like, fuck that. This is why she's not here. 100 times this. You guys didn't even come up with Love is Dancing? Someone else did?
No, I didn't. Wait. Oh, this is the wrong one. Right.
Yes.
Make off of us.
This might be the best one, actually. By accident. Love is
Dancing. Who said that?
Who?
Who said Love is Dancing?
Oh, I'll let you figure it out.
Love is Dancing. Is it him?
No, it's a great mystery. You're gonna freak when you figure out what it is, right?
You know what it is, right?
It's a pretty good one.
Is it a Japanese woman?
Nope.
Is it Lulu?
No.
Lovna? Love is
dancing. I must see. And blood I must spill.
Is it your piglet?
I would love to be a hippie. But there are so many Nazis to kill.
Is it Kristen? So we write songs every you only know four women in real life.
True.
Who is it? How bleak things are going. Older or younger than Kristen?
Younger.
It's not the piglet?
No.
Is it a... On the apocalypse cast.
Gotta be heroes for piglets Jesus. Have no place on the apocalypse cast.
Killing for Christ is a blast.
Is it a white woman? Is it a woman?
I'm not sure.
Is it JVR?
It's technically a woman.
Is it a woman?
It's a young girl.
How young are we talking?
Extremely. It's like a game show.
Friday, name this child.
This song kind of sucks, but I'm like, who?
No,
What child did you get to write this?
It doesn't suck.
The only cool part was Love is Dancing. That's just Sarah saying, like, what time the show comes on.
Well, that's how the show is. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's supposed to be. Like, we're not supposed to not say when it airs? Are you kidding? Are you crazy?
You feel like anyone listens to when it airs? Why are you, fucking cowards?
Well, show yourself. Excuse me. What the fuck? I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
Who are they?
Who are we? What is life?
And we will do. Who are the children that listen to this show?
Duty. Imagine forcing your children to listen to this and then beating them when they don't.
Justice. No, beating when they don't, like, memorize it. Yeah, they're like, oh, right. If there's no justice, what is there? None of.
Yeah, exactly. What is there? There's nothing. You know?
What do you do with your dick after you cut it off? And if they don't say bury it?
Yeah. But you have to dance around in a little circle and then urinate on it. Do you wanna be a
hero? As far as I can tell, the only two women that have ever been on the show are Sarah Steele and Pilot.
And lots of cool people have been on the show.
Salome?
Yeah.
Salome, the one that's like, cut your dick off?
That was great. All right, that was great.
All right, you guys have been listening to the podcast. Let's wrap it up.
The squid.
We're by far the worst episode. Me and Johnny B-Roll made a real stinker the other day. Together, it was as if we, like, took a shit in a little circle like the Turks. You know? You know how the Turks like to sit in a circle?
I don't know, dude. I feel like the bad episodes are the good ones, but you just gotta own it.
You know, I've been to the Turkish baths in the East Village, and this is maybe the grossest thing that I've ever seen in my life. I've seen very large...
This was a very long podcast. It's like when you take a dump that you can't believe it's that big. You know what I mean? All right.